Park my lover, here he comes, springing across the mountains, leaping across the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or like a young stag. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you know where this reading is taken from? Do you remember? It's from the book of the Song of Songs, the Canticle of Canticles. Our Protestant brothers and sisters always talk about it as the Song of Solomon, written by Solomon, the great King David's successor, his son. And this book of Scripture, is commented on by the spiritual masters, the spiritual rocks and mountains of our faith, more than any other book in the Bible. More than any other place outside of the Gospels, the saints comment upon this. Even more than the Psalms. Why? Because it has such deep and rich meaning. It's no coincidence or no chance thing why Pauline, when she read this, began to be choked up. Because it is the story of the soul being pursued by its lover. Who is the lover of our souls? But Christ himself. And it is for that reason why it is important for us to look at this psalm right here, this passage right before we enter into Christmas. Because the whole of Advent really is not just us moving closer to Christ, not us progressing toward a time when we arrive at the manger scene. No. That's not what it's about. The whole of salvation history is lived out in Advent, meaning that the whole of history is Christ, Jesus, God our Father, the lover of our souls, seeking us out. If it was on us as human beings to seek out God, mind you, brothers and sisters, we would never arrive at him. Impossible, because we could never approach his holiness. But yet he is a lover, as he says here, springing across the mountains. He is standing behind our wall, and he's peering through the windows of our souls, peering through the lattices, as it were, in the garden, such that he could grab a glimpse of us, because he wants to come in. And he calls to us, just like he calls here in the psalm. He says, arise, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one, come. We recognize in our own lives that we are not beautiful, that we are not his innocent doves, because we fall in our sins. And because that, it makes it tough for us to approach this language. But realize, that to God, we always are his beloved, even when we have stained ourselves and soiled ourselves in sin. We're still his beloved, but he calls us to recognize his own belovedness, which he has planted within us. That's why he gives us the great grace of confession, like many of us took part in being able to receive last night during the penance service. Our Lord calls us to that. And he still calls to us as his beloved as he seeks us out in this Lenten time. He seeks us out, which is why he comes down in simple bread and wine and transforms them into himself so that he can enter into us. He doesn't just want to look at you from the outside. He wants to be with him. And that's what he does in the Eucharist. Dear brother, my beloved sisters, prepare yourself. For our Lord seeks you out. Our day spring, the radiant dawn, he comes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.